We are very glad to be here, and as Dr. Anderson already introduced us, he says our name properly. I said to him, you're probably one of the not many people who can say our name proper way, Kozubovsky. It's real easy. Can you say it, Kozubovsky? Yeah, it's real easy to spell, K-O-Z-O-U-B-O-V-S-K-I-I. And we very glad to be here, and let me tell you something that I'm doing ministry already for 8 years after graduated from college, being here in that pulpit and being in front of you and preaching here, especially with some of people. If I would mention their names, you would know what I mean. Dr. Anderson, Dr. Ryder, Dr. Carfrey, and especially when you have to preach and you were taking classes in homiletics from there and everything. I feel like I'm a student. So I always have that, you know, fear, what grade I would get after that message. So for that, I would start with my best part of message. It's my family. And if I would fail anything in my notes or something like that, at least I had one good part. That's my family. So if I would ask Julia and Vitaly and Nika, would you please come over here? And I just would introduce you. Because we were students, me and my wife. Had a great privilege to study here, and I would ask Vitaly, and Vitaly, this is American guy, he was born here. When we come in the United States, they look at our passports and they say, welcome to United States, welcome to United States. They look at his passport and they say, welcome home. So he's hillbilly, he was born right here. So this hillbilly would share with you a little bit about himself. Now, him and his sister have this kind of dress. Usually we don't wear that dress. That type of dress people would wear only for two occasions. One is when national celebration in Ukraine and national choir would sing, or Ukrainians would come to America in the church or college or something. So Vitaly, would you please share something? I study in school. My major is arts and sculpture. And I like soccer. Any soccer players here? Our soccer team started after me and my dad and one of young men in our church. We watched the movie Facing Giants.
І там було, що на першому місці Бог, а вже потім спорт.
And we like that idea that in sports you can glorify God. God is first and sports second.
І у нас почалась команда через этот фильм.
And just recently, 3 months ago, a soccer team started, children, and I'm playing in that team now.
So,
this is it. And Veronica, please.
У нас на Україні нет домашніх християн.
In Ukraine, we didn't have Christian schools or homeschools. Did Russians do something wrong to American Mike? I mean, well, anyway, go ahead. At least pretend that he's speaking. So, and when we study in school, it's public school. All Christians, they have to go through public school. We don't have home school or Christian schools, but I focus there on music. In this school, I study music. This is my major there. And after this, I'm planning to glorify God. Just recently, I was taking an exam, and the teacher's assignment was, you can choose any song you want for the exam. And I decided, well, I will pick up a Christian song about God, that we have hope in God. And that song says that God created us for glorifying Him, not for sin. Teachers were very surprised taking this exam. But they had to listen to that song, it was an exam. And after that, I did a CD which has 7 songs about God. And I want to give it as appreciation gift to them, what they teach in me. But that is way of witness to them. I want that they would listen to this CD and think about God. And now I want to sing a song. There would be a couple courses in English and one on Ukrainian. But we still need mine. Is that working? Yeah, this is what we would do. I'm very glad that I was able to study and complete this study in ABC.
Я благодарна всем учителям и студентам, которые многому нас научили здесь.
And I thank to all professors, teachers, staff, faculty, and even students with whom we studied. We learned a lot here.
Потому что именно в этом колледже Господь нас призвал на служение.
Because at that college, while we studied here, we heard the call of God for ministry.
Потому что сейчас очень многие люди в Украине меняются действительно через наше служение.
And many people in Ukraine, their lives changing there in Ukraine, but it's not because of us, but it's what we learned and transfer to the country there.
Спасибо вам большое за все, за ваши молитвы, вашу любовь к нам.
So thank you very much for your prayers and your love and what you taught us here. Thank you. So, Dr. Anderson and Mrs. Anderson, you thought you have two international students, Vlad and Julia. Really, you had four. And our prayer is, really, it's our prayer that our kids would go through school too. So we pray, and maybe Lord willing, one day, if it's His will, we would like that they would be students in Appalachian Bible College. But that is the matter of prayer, because when you experience, when you would go through something in your life, you want for your children to go through as well. Dear friends, I want to talk to you as student to student, because even I'm graduate, 8 years ago I graduated from college, but still I'm student. And in my heart, I always would like to be student of Appalachian Bible College. And by the way, some things I would be saying this morning, Dr. Anderson didn't write me notes what to say. Okay, no professors told me what to say. I'm saying this from my heart. And for us, it's great. It's a big privilege to be here in chapel and speaking to you. It's honoring God for us, and it's great responsibility. So please consider this, dear students, that I'm talking to you. We're talking to you as student would talk to student. And our ministry in Ukraine is, as we went back to our country 8 years ago, we prayed how God would lead us in ministry, and we started Bible Institute. In Bible Institute, it was just such strong impression what we experienced here in college that we decided we wish to do something similar what we can in our country. Not to copy, but to do what God has done in our life through setting of college, so we would do something for other lives there. And our ministry primarily is, Julia is doing ladies ministry. It started ladies group, and then Bible study groups, and then it moved to couples group, and now it's a small group movement, home Bible studies, reaching people for Christ, inviting them in homes, and training them Bible, and having fellowship with them, and then leading them to Christ and to church. So really, it's amazing how small group movement, but before that there was couples home Bible studies, and before that it was just ladies Bible studies. So ladies, you study here in Appalachian Bible College, you can't even imagine what God has for you, even beyond you can consider what you could do with your abilities or with your education. And I'm doing ministry of pastor. I'm one of pastors in one church there, and doing church planting and doing training leaders for different types of ministries like evangelism, discipleship, church planting. We planted several churches with students of Bible Institute. We have it's a little bit different setting there and different context. So what we do, we take students for 2 or 3 years, and we don't take students every year. We lead them through 3 years. And it's only 60 students, and we have projects with them. Like, for example, we plan every year to plant one church, and this is what we do with students. We study Bible, we study theology, and our students are not full-time students because the country, their economy, it's very much different from here. So we cannot afford, we don't have those abilities to do full-time school like you do here. So consider that as privilege from God given to you in your country. Students in our country, they study only twice a week. 6 to 8 p.m., this is it. They work long hours, morning till evening, and right after job, they run into Bible Institute. They study only 2 or 3 hours there, only twice a week. But then, with them, we're doing different ministries. We start an evangelistic outreach. We're doing drama team, soccer started, youth soccer team, and children's team, and planting churches, and so on. But what I'm saying that it is not what Vlad and Julia are doing. This is what impact is. Impact of God through teachers and through what we learn here in Appalachian Bible College. My message today is, it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, and I would be stopping just at some points of this chapter. I will try to cover all chapter and finish in time, but you would have to remember only 3 things from this chapter. It's God's elect, gospel effect, and global impact. When I was invited to speak in chapel, and I got that note, which helps to prepare for chapel, and it says, our theme for year 2008-2009 school year is Servants of All, as we focus on taking the message of gospel to all the peoples of the world, and as we seek to equip all believers to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. When I read this, and I was meditating, and I was praying, and I was searching through scripture, I thought, that is very good chapter to speak on this topic, this theme you have for this school year. It's God's elect, gospel effect, and global impact. We're reading from verse 1. Paul and Silvans and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father, and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, and labor of love, and patience of hope, in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Now, let me tell you a couple things about election. God's elect. I would not go to deep study and deep thoughts about election. You would have classes here, and professors would tell you much more about that. I just would tell you mention one of things which is very important about election. Look, Apostle Paul, he writes to Thessalonians church, and he says, I know that you are elected. And he considers that they are beloved, they are brothers. They have special relationship and connection to God because they're beloved by God. God loves them, and they like one family. So he points that individually, every one of them has election inside of God. And as a body of Christ, as local church, they elected too. And again, as I said, I would not be going too deep and too far in this topic of election. I just would stay on one of things or one of areas of election. It's When Apostle Paul writes about himself, he says, even before I was born, I know that God elected me for something. Even before I came to the Lord, God already had a special plan for my life. Now, did you ever thought about that, students? And I'm talking to you, not as just somebody, minister or whatever, but like student to student, because I would like to be student at ABC, and I would like to continue to be student of the Word of God all my life. So I'm saying to you, did you ever consider as students that there is special election of God for your life? God has special will for your life, and He elected you. And I'm not talking about salvation and other things. My topic, my message today is a little bit different. I'm talking, do you know that God considers you as elected for something? Do you know it? Now, Apostle Paul says to Thessalonians, he says, even I know it. If I know it, then it'll be obvious to other people and they would know it. But if I don't know it, others would not know what I'm... What are you here for at Appalachian Bible College? What are you here for? What is the will of God for you to be here at ABC? What is the will of God is to be for you here at chapel? What is the will of God is for you to be in a church, in a local church, where you have to be here while you study? What God has in His mind for you? What God knows about you, what you know about yourself, what God elected you. And another thing about election, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, and there are a lot of other passages. Apostle Paul talks about that we saved. But we saved not only to have a reserved seat in the heaven, but for some good works. So we're not saved through good works, but we saved then after we do in good works to glorify God. And he mentions here that I know that good works you're doing, this is works of faith. This is labor of love. And this is patience of hope. Dear friends, as I do in ministry for all these 8 years, and I've done lots of different types of ministries, and I've done some mistakes, and I've gone through different experience and everything. But I'm learning more and more, and farther I go in ministry, more and more I learn, it does not matter for God how many works I do. The matter for Him is that I would do works of faith. It does not matter how important labor I do. For Him matters is, how do I express my love in whatever I do as labor for God? How much expression of love to my God, to people, to church? Do we love church the way He loves His church? So it's not matter how quick we get some results. It doesn't matter how fast we achieve something. And even doesn't matter if we will achieve something in our lifetime. But the matter is that we have patience before God, before people, that we mature in to the point that whatever we do this in faith. We express in our love to God and obedience to His Word. We love His Word. We love His church. And we're patient in hope. And then it's up to God when He would do those achievements or results. Another thing here, Apostle Paul saying, gospel effect. He started about gospel in verse 5 and following, but he says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and much assurance. And you know what manner of man we were among you for your sake. And then other 6 and 7 verse talk about that, about gospel effect. But let me tell you something about gospel effect here. First, Apostle Paul gives the formula what is the gospel work should be. Gospel should not only start off or to be launched, or, you know, it has to have some beginning. It has to reach somebody. It has to come. Did you see this in your churches? Do we see this in our ministries? Do we see this even in our studies? that we get more and more knowledge, and we get more and more challenges and calls of God to do something for Him. And the most important is to share gospel. And we load it with all this spiritual potential. And then that gospel never reaches somebody's heart. The simplest way is, we study here in Appalachian Bible College. We study the most important is gospel and to share gospel. And then when we are outside of ABC, gospel doesn't reach lives. Maybe because we don't plan this for our day. Maybe we have in our planner to study gospel, but we don't have in our planner on this week to share gospel. We don't have particular person and names where that gospel should come to. An apostle says, our gospel, we didn't care this with us. That gospel got to some point. It reached you. The second thing about effect of gospel, he says here that gospel should be the work of our mouth and Holy Ghost and testimony, our testimony. This is how gospel works. It should be spoken. And we hear this in states and we hear this in our country. Well, I share gospel or I witness to people by the way I live. And in the Bible, I see over and over, it says that we have to speak about that. And God decided that He would not send His Son, that He would live good life and would be good testimony, and people would wonder, well, maybe He is the Word of God. He called Him Word of God, and He spoke Word of God, and by His Word, as Romans 10 says, by His Word, when we hear, we accept Him in our heart, and we get saved. So gospel, it's speaking. And then leaving up to Holy Spirit and let Him do it. Maybe He will do it in a minute. But if you don't have those testimonies, and by the way, let me encourage you. I'm one of those who don't have many testimonies that I shared gospel and people got saved right there. I love to hear those stories, but I have maybe only one in my life. Like somebody got saved right there. But I have more stories. Personally me. That somebody after years, he says, Vlad, I want to tell you something. I'm with God now. But many, many years ago when you shared. Or somebody who was taught in Bible Institute under your training, he shared Christ with somebody and somebody shared Christ with me, but that word was from student of Bible Institute. Tell me please, was I in this gospel or not? Sure I was. I spoke to students. Students took it to somebody else. Somebody else witnessed. And Holy Spirit done all work and somebody got saved. And third point is testimony. You know what happens very often? Very often happens that you would go and share a gospel somewhere and they would know that I'm Christian. And the Holy Spirit would be working in somebody's heart. And when Holy Spirit is working in somebody's heart, after your testimony or after your witness, you shared gospel with somebody, and now he sees another person who has bad testimony. And you know, in reality, is sometimes you shared gospel and somebody's bad testimony could be more stronger than you shared gospel. So this is the reason why we have, and I'm not here for rules or something like this. By the way, I hated those rules when I was at ABC. But when I started Bible Institute, I thought, well, the first thing we would do, it's rules. But you know, there is something that if my way of life or testimony could ruin, and I don't even know it, somebody's sharing gospel. So Apostle Paul says, we came to you, we spoke, we came with the power of Holy Spirit, it was Holy Spirit work, and you know what the manner of man we were among you. The testimony was part of gospel. And I'm closing with this. And he says, global impact. So God's elect, by the way, why are you elected for? Did you figure out already or not? Well, maybe you do it after chapel. Now, second, gospel effect. You understood what it is, right? And now, global impact. Global impact is, it started in verse 8 and following. Apostle Paul says, "For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything." And then Apostle Paul says that the gospel we shared and we ministered to you, we served you, it went beyond our abilities. Now, students, remember something. And teachers, professors, it's encouragement for you. What you taught me and Julia, it went far beyond West Virginia. And even far beyond the United States. And even, not only Ukraine, but some people we're dealing with, it's from former Soviet Union people, Russia, and even some people from Europe. Students, please remember that global impact starts not with big banners, global ministry or whatever, which I don't have any problem with those names, but global impact starts with, you know exactly what you elected for by God. And you know that God expects that gospel would have effect, and part in that effect we have, and very, very important role. So global impact always, if we would be faithful and obedient to God, we would be students of word and doers of word, then impact would go farther, farther beyond our abilities and imagination. Second, Apostle Paul says here, and if you want to be very impactful, he says here what the impact is. You're not doing pastoral ministry. You're not doing evangelistic ministry. You're not doing any other types of ministries, okay? Really, our role is to impact people's lives. So, and it says here, and it's so simple. Whatever you study here in ABC, it could be squeezed in very simple formula. We study here that people turn to God. It says there, people turn to God. Now, the second thing is help those people drop off their idols. Because everybody who comes to Christ, he comes with baggage of worldly lifestyle and mentality and everything. So he doesn't become holy as he or she should be right away. So our role is to impact somebody's life with gospel so that they would turn to God and second step would be done, that they would drop off idols. They would not be, they were worldly sinners, now they're worldly Christians. And third, what we do, it says there, and they began to serve God. We need to help people turn to God, drop off their idols, and teach them how to serve. And before I would pray, I want to say you something. And the very last verse, 10th verse, it says there about coming of Christ. The manner of man or woman you are, and the way we do in our ministry or even study, it shows the level of readiness to meet Jesus Christ. We will meet Jesus. With what heart? We're not meeting Him with our works. We're not meeting Him with what, how many classes we took, or what dreams we had. He expects that we would be at certain spiritual level ready to meet Him. We close in prayer. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you very much for your Son, Jesus, and our Savior and Redeemer. As I assume everybody is saved here, so we ask and forgive us if we failed somewhere to complete the call you have for our life, or to be effective in gospel, or we didn't realize that there is much more given to us here in college. It's to impact lives so that they would come to knowledge of Christ. They would have absolutely different life without idols, and that they would be ready to meet Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.